If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One of the really surprising things about having a baby is that you give birth and you still look pregnant. You still look really pregnant. You go home from the hospital and, you know, they say you look 6 months pregnant and it takes weeks for the swelling to go down. So when I had my first child, I watched this experience happen. I was shocked. I still had a baby and I still looked pregnant. But then eventually the swelling had gone down and I looked at my body and I still didn't look like myself. I wasn't bouncing back like I heard I was supposed to. I didn't recognize the person in the mirror. And frankly, it was devastating. I found my mind obsessing about the changes in my body and trying to reconcile the person I used to be with the new body that I had. I would always think about what diet I could go on or what outfit I could wear to make my midsection look, you know, slimmer or flatter. I was obsessed and I couldn't stop thinking about it. But eventually, I realized that I couldn't actually go back to the way things used to be, that I had changed, my mind had changed, and my body had changed too. Something that really helped was stumbling across a little essay on a website called Mystic Mama that talked about this transition in life. And the essay was called From Maiden to Mother. The essay talks about how before we become moms, we are maidens. We are beautiful creatures in the world. We think about our own adventures. Our world really centers on ourselves. And frankly, I related to that. But when we become mothers, when we house a human inside of our bodies, when we give birth, the center of our universe changes. And it changes from just thinking about ourselves as this maiden to this mother who has her heart walking around outside of her body, who thinks about her child all the time and thinks about the broader world in a new way. And this essay really helped put my life change in perspective, that I really had gone through a whole mind-body transformation. And I couldn't have imagined it in those early postpartum days when I was really struggling with accepting this new body and this new life. But looking back, I couldn't be more grateful for the transition from the woman I was before I had kids to the woman I am now. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Motherly Podcast, honest conversations about modern motherhood. I'm Liz Tennedy, co-founder of Motherly, and today we're talking with someone who's experiencing her own physical and mental transformation post-baby, fitness guru Katrina Scott, co-founder of Tone It Up. Katrina's lifelong love of fitness began in elementary school when, with the help of her parents, she turned her home basement into a gym. After getting a BA in health promotion and fitness from Keene State College, Katrina worked as a personal trainer in Boston for several years before moving to sunny California. In 2009, Katrina was still working as a personal trainer when she met fitness model and spokesperson Karina Dawn. The two became fast friends, and that same year decided to start a fitness company called Tone It Up. What began as simple workout videos on YouTube has since blossomed into an enormous online community of millions of women and a massive empire of workout and nutrition plans, books, protein supplements, and workout equipment. In October 2018, Katrina gave birth to her first child, Isabel. As a career personal trainer and a fitness inspiration to millions of women, Katrina is now leading the conversation on what health looks like before and after baby. So, Katrina, welcome to the Motherly Podcast.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us as a new mama. Thanks for making time in a busy, busy season in your life.
Oh my goodness, of course. I just left the house and I'm at the office now. And my husband, Brian, is napping next to the bassinet. And the two of them, my two babies, are sleeping, actually, and the dog. So,
something I like to ask all fellow mothers is, what was your view of motherhood before you became a mother yourself?
I would say the only thing that I would think of was my own mom. Mm-hmm. And she was always, always so hands-on. She ran her own business. She worked out of the house and mm-hmm. she had a shop. As soon as she would put us to bed, she'd work until late hours of the night. And then she'd wake up, feed us breakfast, drive us to school, everything. And so motherhood for me, it was very much like whether my mom was taking a break from her business or even balancing both. Being a mom is the hardest job in the world. And so I always was really just inspired by her. And then whenever I met any moms, I felt, even though I wasn't a mom, I felt connected to moms already. And mm-hmm. Before I moved to California, I actually had a business where I only trained pre and postnatal women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to get back into that because as soon as we started Tone It Up, it was kind of like, we were the trainers to everyone. When in Boston, I was really focused on moms. And then now I can kind of just do everything now that I am a mom. Not that it took being a mom, but I think just the conversation is much more, you know, having a conversation that's back and forth instead of me talking at an mm-hmm. audience that is like, well, you're not a mom yet. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So your passion for fitness started at an early age. Can you describe what sparked your interest in fitness during even elementary school?
Yeah, of course. So I think every child at some point gets bullied. And I was the heaviest girl in my class in like fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. And so along with a lot of other kids, for whatever reason, I was being teased for being heavy. Like I would go on the bus and I had food thrown at me and told me to eat it because I was fat. And so my parents never, ever told me that I was fat. And so they always said I was beautiful. And my dad brought me to a car race and I actually won. And I won like this pot of money. And I think it was like $300. And my dad said, what do you want? And instead of saying, you know, I want to go to an amusement park or anything, I was in fifth grade. I said, I would love a treadmill. Mm. And my dad was mortified that mm-hmm. I actually had asked for a treadmill at that age. And then he went to my mom. He's like, oh my goodness, maybe she knows that she's heavier than the other kids. Mm-hmm. So then all fathers do. I mean, when he heard that, he was like, oh my gosh. So then he converted our entire basement into a home gym.
Uh-huh.
And he like went, put in speakers, put in mirrors. He got like a little stair stepper, a bench, dumbbells, and then books. And then my grandmother got me a nutrition book. So I went all in and then I started running, lifting weights. And then as soon as I got my license, I joined a gym. And from then on, I just fell in love with fitness. And that's when I decided I wanted to go to college for health science and nutrition. And then the rest is history.
Can you walk us through your career journey a bit? How did you actually go from working out in your parents' basement to where you are now teaching millions of Tone It Up followers around the world?
Gosh, there's so many aha moments that I had along the way. But I think the one that was the biggest for me where I was like, this is my calling and this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I was in college and I was studying health science, and part of our internships and part of our curriculum was that we had to work in the gym. And I became group fitness certified and I asked my advisor if I could teach a core abs class on, I think it was Wednesdays at 6 p.m. And I put together a playlist and I wasn't sure if anyone would come. So I begged all my roommates. I had like six roommates and I was like, please, please come. And I went in early and I was like shaking. And then my girlfriend showed up and then there was, I would say 60, 70 people that piled into the class. And then we just blasted music. We had so much fun. And girls that wouldn't have normally talked to each other in the library or walking to class or passing each other in the dorms were talking to each other after class. And I felt like through fitness, I was connecting a lot of the girls that were on campus with each other. And we became more of a community. And I just felt like this is so cool that we're all coming together. So I loved it. And then I decided that group fitness was my passion. I was personal training also. And then my first job out of college was at Boston Sports Club as a master trainer. And I said, I have to teach group fitness though. The energy, the one-on-one training is amazing, but the energy in a group class is incredible. And I said, this is what I need to do. And then YouTube became a thing and it was mostly workout videos and or workout videos. It was mostly music videos.
Oh, okay.
And then I decided to start doing fitness on YouTube for another channel. And then from there, I was like, I love doing fitness videos. And then instead of reaching out to 100 girls in a class, I can reach out to thousands. So that was kind of my journey to really discovering that this was my calling.
So you became pregnant with your first child this past year. How did your pregnancy impact how you approached your business and the workouts you were producing for your followers?
Yeah, it's ironic because I trained so many women for so long and said, you know, you can exercise and you can continue doing what you were doing before you got pregnant. And I walked around like I was walking on eggshells. As soon as I thought I was pregnant and then as soon as I got that positive test, I was so scared. And I didn't know that I was going to feel that way because I spent so many years telling women that, yeah, you can do anything. Oh yeah. Like it was just funny because as soon as that I was personally in it, I was really freaked out. And so until our first doctor appointment, I really just went on like light walks. I really, really took it easy. I had a lot of scary moments, a lot of nights where I was like, oh my gosh, am I still pregnant? I booked emergency doctor appointments. I was like thinking that maybe I wasn't pregnant anymore. But as soon as I got past that first trimester and then I started really exercising and second trimester was my jam. That's when I was the most active and that's where I filmed a lot of the fitness videos. Third trimester was hysterical. I mean, I had to take
pee breaks. What was hysterical?
Oh my God, just trying to get through a routine. I was out of breath. I couldn't even get through a complete sentence. I kept having to take pee breaks. I was laughing uncontrollably, just like at the way that your body just moves differently. And, you know, going from being able to balance very well and being a fitness instructor, and then all of a sudden, day to day, your body changes so much. And then saying, okay, now we're going to do back lunges. And on camera, I'm doing a back lunge. I'm like falling over. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's try that one again. I just told the video team, I said, don't cut out any of this stuff. I want them to know that I'm experiencing all these things with them. So it was really, really funny because that was another thing that I just wasn't expecting. And I know a lot of people, you know, run all the way until the day they go into labor, or they are working out or they're doing these crazy routines. And that just wasn't me. So I think it was really cool being able to share my whole fitness journey with our community. I didn't feel alone. And I know that a lot of women out there, when they get pregnant, they might feel a little alone in that journey. And I feel so blessed that I didn't feel alone because I had the Tone Up community. And I've been able to very candidly just share everything that I'm going through and, you know, hearing from other women that are like, oh my gosh, I had the same thing. And that's, I'm so glad to hear that you went through it too. I'm like, oh gosh, me too.
Yeah. I mean, hearing that Katrina Scott went through periods where she couldn't work out or felt completely out of her own body or was out of breath walking around the block, like that's a relief to the rest of us,
that's good.
You know, who aren't fitness professionals.
Yeah,
but it also gives you permission, I think, to know that when your body is changing so much during pregnancy, that it can be so unexpected. And if it feels foreign, you know, you're not the only one. So a few days after your daughter was born, you shared a really thoughtful Instagram post that many of us could relate to as postpartum women. Do you mind describing the photo that you posted and then reading that post for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I planned on taking this picture the day that I got home from the hospital. And that's another thing that I wasn't expecting. It was crazy. It was like, you know, all of a sudden you have your parents there, yeah, and then you have a newborn, and you just drove home from the hospital for the first time with a baby in a car seat. And you're like, what am I doing? Is a nurse going to come with us and help us? A few days after I got home, I posted a picture, and the picture, my before picture, was where I felt like the strongest that I had ever been. Mm-hmm. And I felt the most proud of my body. Mm-hmm. And I felt after I gave birth that I was literally superwoman. Then for the first time in my life, I was like, no, this is actually mm-hmm. where I'm the strongest. And this is where, you know, millions and millions of women, they need to know how cool they are and how remarkable their bodies are. So
you posted that other photo of your postpartum body holding your daughter next to
it. Yeah. So I'm holding her, and I'll read it right now. I've been waiting to share this, and I finally have my hands free. Baby girl is all fed, diaper is changed, and she's fast asleep. And my diaper is changed too. Yep. LOL. So here it is. This is me just before I got pregnant versus 6 days after giving birth. On the left, I felt like I was the strongest and most in shape I had ever been, but wow, was I wrong. I had no idea what I was capable of. I'm so much more proud of the body on the right. I fought harder for it, sacrificed so much more, embraced every day as it came, surrendered to all the change, pushed through the hard days and challenges with a smile on my face, and kept a positive perspective when things got tough. Worked harder than I had ever have, at work and at home, and on my mind, body, and soul, listened to my intuition and what was best for the little miracle growing inside me. And most of all, I showed myself how truly amazing the female body is. I appreciate and love my body and all that it has done more than I ever have before. I wanted to film this and share exactly where I'm at with you because I don't want anyone to ever think that things are perfect. I weighed myself. I wouldn't have done this, but I wanted to share in case any of you have ever felt discouraged leaving the hospital after birth. I went in weighing 175 pounds, up 40 pounds, and left with a 7-pound baby in my arms weighing 165. I don't recommend weighing yourself, but I want you to know that this is completely normal. We don't leave all the baby weight at the hospital. We have a new journey ahead of us, and it's going to take self-love, patience, and kindness. I kept hearing from moms that when you get home, you don't recognize yourself or your body anymore, and I want to make that okay. Let's not be the same. Let's be different. Let's be stronger. Do I want the body on the left? No, I'm not the same girl. I'm capable of so much more, and I'm excited for my new body and what the future holds. Tiger stripes, dimples, and all. So that's what I posted, and I felt really, really, really good sharing that because I had heard from so many women that told me, you know, you're not going to recognize your body when you get home. You're going to look in the mirror and it's going to be so scary and this and that. And I was like, oh my goodness, all these things are pretty negative that I'm hearing. And I was like, we need to change this conversation that we're having with ourselves. And I don't feel like I lost a ton of weight from breastfeeding. I've really taken it easy. I'm eating so much that I can keep up with my milk supply and my calories because you burn 500 to 600 calories by breastfeeding. So you don't want to use breastfeeding to lose weight. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to keep up with your calories so you can feed your baby. So I really have been really relaxed at home, spending time with Bella. I'm sitting here right now actually wearing my maternity jeans still. So
rocking them with pride. Yes. I love that. And as you're aware, so many people in our culture think that women are supposed to bounce back or get their bodies back after having a baby, which is really a permanent transformation for many of our bodies. Yeah. What do you think we can do to change these expectations around what is normal postpartum for women?
That's where my head was at too when I posted that. I heard from so many women, you know, your belly button might look different. I'm like, screw the belly button. You know, we made a miracle. We made this baby, and your belly button probably shouldn't look the same. Mm-hmm. I definitely want women to be okay with being different because we are. We don't want to be that girl before we were able to create life. We need to change the conversation with everyone and with ourselves and realize how cool it is that our bodies are different.
As a fitness expert and a mom, you talked about how sometimes when you're pregnant, working out is really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So what recommendations do you have for women who are really struggling to stay active while they're pregnant?
I would say more than you've ever done before, and you've heard it before, but truly, truly do this. Listen to your body and listen to your baby. So if you wake up that day and you do not feel like doing anything, sit in bed and eat a bowl of ice cream. Like if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. And I had many, many days like that. Mm-hmm. You have to get to that point where you say, what do I need right now? And what does my baby need? If you feel like you can do some strength training, which I did a lot of strength training and yoga my second and third trimester, then do those things. Working your booty during pregnancy is amazing because it does make you feel so powerful. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you are carrying around a lot more weight, and so you want your booty to be strong. Mm-hmm. And then I loved working out my arms, even if it was just 10 minutes. And your upper back, so working your postural muscles, preparing yourself to hold your baby, which, by the way, I cannot believe how heavy a 7-pound baby feels like right now.
Yeah. So,
and then working out your legs and everything, it just feels really, really nice. I loved strength training during pregnancy.
For many women, it feels like you're starting over completely when you're postpartum. What recommendations do you have for someone who's really not sure where to even begin in her postpartum recovery?
First, I would say just start with the mindset that it's totally okay and to be patient with yourself and be kind to your body. And I'm so out of breath even from the shortest walk. And I'm sore and my hips are sore from going on a walk this past weekend. And then I would say that focusing on nutrition, staying hydrated, incorporating healthy recipes that also help with milk supply if you're breastfeeding, anything that you can do to feel healthy. So that way, when you take a day off of working out and you're too tired from the night before, or you were up all night, if you can't exercise, then you can at least fuel your body with healthy food, which will end up energizing you. So depending on how your night shifts go with your baby, then I would form your workouts around that.
What's your plan to get in shape after you're finally cleared medically? What are you planning to do?
For me, I'm just definitely going to take one day at a time. And that's what I'm going to be sharing a lot on my Instagram, is what I'm personally going through. And kind of like my first trimester, I was like, I'm going to work out every day when I'm pregnant. And then it just wasn't like that for me. So I might feel like I can get right back into it. And I might be like, okay, you guys, I did one workout and I've been sore for 5 days. So we'll see. But I'll be sharing everything very, very open, mommy realness to the max.
One of the things that we talk a lot about at Motherly is how motherhood helps us discover our superpowers and discover things about ourselves that were there, but we didn't know until we had children. What do you think your superpower is?
It is so funny that you said that. I peeled and ate a banana with one hand.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't know either. There's so many little funny superpowers where you're like, I was able to make a coffee and open a thing of almond milk and put a little creamer in with one hand. I mean, that's incredible.
Yes.
The biggest superpower, I do feel pretty, pretty cool that I can just sit there with my daughter and raise her and help her grow and feed her. And, you know, a lot of my friends are doing bottle feeding and formula feeding and breastfeeding. No matter how you're feeding your daughter or your son, the fact that you're feeding them and providing them life and helping them grow is just, I think that is really the cool part. And just looking at them and seeing a little something that changes, and she's already smiling and she's starting to discover her hands and her feet. And I think that that's cool that I'm able to be there and witness it. And then I made that. But then all the other superpowers are really funny too.
Absolutely. So Katrina, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you think you want our listeners to know?
No matter what you're going through, whether you're pregnant with your first, if you have 1, 2, 3 or more kids, no matter what you're feeling, just know that all of what you're going through is valid and you're allowed to feel everything that you do. And I just, you're not alone. I guess that's the biggest part. And that's the biggest thing that I felt through this pregnancy is that I felt like I had a sounding board and that I wasn't alone. And I want all women that are listening right now to feel that way too.
Katrina, thank you so much. And thank you for helping women feel not so alone in their journey through pregnancy and postpartum.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we go, we have a short piece from one of Motherly's editors, Colleen Temple, who recently wrote about her own slow acceptance of her postpartum body. Here is Colleen in her own words.
I have a confession. I've been hiding my stomach from my husband. Since I've had our second child in as many years, I frequently wear loose tops and have been known to wear my fluffy robe around the house more often than not. When my husband greets me in the bathroom post-shower, I quickly wrap a robe around myself. And the lights at sexy time? Well, I'm working the dim setting pretty hard. But hiding a part of myself from him, the part that helped grow the babies we made together, has started to feel like a secret I no longer wanted to hide. And recently, a few words from him, this man I love, helped transform me from hiding woman to proud mama. My body is recovering from the 60 pounds I gained during my pregnancy. Where I was once tight and toned, I now have saggy areas, stretch marks, and a stomach pouch. Sometimes it's hard to recognize myself in the mirror, but life goes on, and so must I. Plus, my sister is getting married in a few weeks, and even though I'm not emotionally ready yet to buy a swimsuit for her destination wedding, Vegas awaits, so off to shop for swimsuits I went. Do you think this is okay? I asked, holding up a suit to show a friend. It has full coverage in the back, and these ruffles will hide my stomach. Full coverage? Ruffles to hide things? When did this happen to me? I decided to try the one piece on when I got home, and of course, right when I slipped it on, I heard his keys jingle in the door. I had to make a quick decision, run into our bedroom to change or keep the bathing suit on to show him. Realizing that I wouldn't be able to run and change in the 10 seconds it would take him to get inside anyway, I realized I was caught. And there I was, one cold winter's day in New England, in my postpartum one-piece glory. "Wow," he said, grinning as he walked in. "You look absolutely gorgeous. New suit? You look great." I felt so relieved and encouraged. As I looked at him, I noticed this look on his face. He looked so in love with me in my old lady suit with the ruffles and the full booty coverage. And instead of fear or shame or wistfulness for the way I used to be, instead, I just melted. There I was, far from the 5'11", 135-pound college girl he fell in love with, awkwardly standing in front of him, unsure of myself. And there he was, looking at me like I was queen of the world. That was the moment that transformed me. My husband sees changes in me, changes that I sometimes struggle to fully see and accept myself. My body is definitely different now than it was then. I am different, and we are so different too. We're a family. The beautiful thing about being with the one you love is promising to do it forever, and getting to see a kinder, lovelier version of myself than I might allow through the eyes of this husband of mine. So now I'm owning the changes. My breasts have been nursing for 2 years. My arms have been busy lifting car seats, my back giving pony rides. My face has been crinkling with laughter and proud smiles. I've been wringing my hands with worry. I sleep less, spending late hours working at my computer and early mornings nursing our new baby. But I have so much love in my heart. My life feels full, full of happiness and contentment and chaos and dirty diapers and potty training and tantrums and spit up. My hips are full too. Oh yes, and my waistline. These things will change, such as the ebb and flow of gaining and losing weight. But our love won't change because of these things. Because we are more than superficial changes at this point in our lives. So to my ruffled, full-coverage swimsuit, I say, thank you. Thank you for giving me this moment of clarity, for reminding me that my marriage is more than the number on the scale, and our mutual attraction is more important than how we looked at 22. Our love is big, bigger than my stretch marks big.
Colleen is our Motherly Stories editor and the mother of three awesome girls. You can read Colleen's essay, The Day I Stopped Hiding My Postpartum Body from My Husband, at mother.ly. And with another little one on the way, I had to ask my kids, how does mommy's body change when she has a baby?
What did I just tell you about with my belly?
It's getting bigger and you can bend easily because if you do, then your belly will pop and babies, a whole bunch of babies will come out of your belly and then they will start going, wah-wah, I'm crying.
That's a great answer. Thanks, Grant.
That's it for our show this week. If you liked what you heard today, please tell your friends about us and please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It's so easy and it will really help other people discover our show. The Motherly Podcast is produced by Michaela Heck and Samantha Gatzik with additional help from Courtney Rokowitz and Karel Rojas. Our music is by the Blue Dot Sessions. I'm your host, Liz Tennedy. Thanks so much for listening.